I'm now with me next to talk about opportunity for graduates out there at a European Union level. And an area of concern for the government is Minister for State, the Department of Taoiseach, Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and Department of Finance, Thomas Byrne. Minister Byrne, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme. We're going to get to a couple of issues later on, but to start with the issue that you're talking about, this is the first time in 7 years, is it, that the EU has opened up for these kind of jobs. And I know it's an area of concern for the government, given the number of retirements which are kicking in of Irish officials at EU level in the next few years. You're looking for people to get involved.
Yeah, so look, Irish people have, you know, worked in the European institutions over many decades and have done really well. And in fact, on two occasions, we've had Irish people get to the highest levels of the European Commission civil service to be Secretary General of the Commission, Catherine Day and David O'Sullivan. And indeed, many Kerry people have risen very high in the institutions. So it's really, really important, as a lot of them retire or have retired. We're not getting as many people in at the more junior levels or the entry levels. And this is the first chance in 7 years where we have a chance to make that difference. And, you know, there are lots of civil servants in County Kerry. I know many of them in Killarney from my time as Minister for Sport. So they work really hard. So it's a lot of those people would be qualified, in fact, or people like them. The only difference is, I suppose, that at the EU level, you need to have really fluency in two languages, you know, a high level in one language and slightly less high level in another language. Now, the good news is that English and Irish are official languages of the EU. It's not just foreign languages, and I'm very, very proud that I can go to Brussels and Luxembourg and speak Gaeilge and read documents and write documents as Gaeilge too, to present to the European Union. So I think this is a golden opportunity. These are good jobs. They're not just, you know, clerical roles or administrative roles, although there are quite a few of them. There's roles for lawyers, but there's also roles for engineers. And indeed, when you look at agriculture, you know, the EU has a big role there. There are roles for agricultural scientists, for agronomists, all those types of people, and experts in other areas. I met a pharmacist once who works in the European Medicines Agency, and they told me that they never imagined that they would end up working in the European institutions when they were studying pharmacy in college. So in all of the areas that the EU operates in, I think there's an opportunity there for people. And I'm really just trying to put people on the awareness. The closing date is just in the early part of next month. And the government provides a huge amount of support. I think that's really, really important to remember. We're really determined that Irish people apply for these jobs and get these jobs. And we're going to help you to get those jobs. And there's a website there, ireland.ie/EU jobs. I think that's it's all the information is there in terms of the help that the Department of Foreign Affairs will give people as they go through the process, because the application process for these jobs will be different. It's a continental system. It's different from maybe the way people do job interviews or job applications here. So we're there to help you. And there's a whole team in the department who work on that.
Okay, and that's important because you want those jobs and people going in because of the loss of experienced people who are Irish at the top level. They'll be timing out, they'll be retiring. And it's important for a country to have officials at those levels in the EU, try and help shape things and move things along. And I won't say represent Ireland because that's the job of the politicians, but it does make a difference.
Well, you see, yeah, you're right. It's not the job to represent Ireland over there. It's the job to represent Europe. But it's really important that there are people from Kerry in Brussels or Luxembourg. And by the way, there are plenty of them still. But they're given that perspective, a different way of life, a different view, a different way of seeing things. And I have to say, these aren't jobs for translators. It gives me great pride to meet people from Kerry on the train from Paris to Strasbourg or in a restaurant in Luxembourg or in a bar in Brussels, and you hear people speaking Irish, and quite a number of them from Kerry working in really good jobs in the European institutions in what is their native language, and that gives me incredible pride. But the jobs that are open now are generalist jobs, kind of entry level jobs into the European system, a bit like the administrative officer in the Irish civil service, and anyone who works in the civil service will know those jobs, and there are many of them in Kerry. So look, we strongly encourage people to apply, and we commit to giving the support that people need to get through the process.
Okay, Minister, one other issue I want to bring to you. I'll get to that after we take this short break. You're on the line with Minister for State, Thomas Byrne. Minister, I wanted to ask you, just on an area which covers another number of your briefs, whether it's foreign trade or finance, just how concerned should we all be about the reliance on this country on just three companies, Apple, Microsoft and Eli Lilly, for a huge proportion of corporation tax? Warnings today in a report by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, 46%, 13 billion of the 28.1 billion collected that year.
Well, look, on the one hand, I have to say, I'm really, really pleased that we've these major global companies investing in Ireland. So, and these companies, all of them employ real people in Ireland and they produce real products and services.
It's a story of success. Undoubtedly, it is. And it's great that we have it, and it's great the policies in place to attract them.
You know, the most exciting weight loss drug on the market at the moment is Mounjaro. It's all made down there in Kinsale. You know, so the Apple, huge all over the country. And that's so first of all, I welcome their investment. I don't know their tax details. I'm reading the same in the paper and the reports as you are. But it is important at the same time that we do diversify and we continue to attract inward investment. We saw news reports this week about Novo Nordisk, again, investing in the Midlands. So this is a story of regional development as well. And again, they're in competition with Eli Lilly and Mounjaro, and this is all happening in Ireland. So what I would say is that it is important that we never take this for granted, that we continue to diversify, and that I would say as well, notwithstanding all the difficulties and the challenges, that we keep putting our best foot forward as a trading country, that we're open to the world, that we want to want Irish people producing goods and services all over the world.
But at the moment, we're exceptionally concentrated on a narrow tax base. We've been here before. In 2008, 2009, everything relied on property tax and it all fell apart very painfully for this country.
Yeah. And that's why we never take it for granted. And that's why we are putting a part of that corporation tax by essentially a national sovereign wealth fund to invest for the future. The government has done that. Some of that, of course, is opposed to the opposition even to do that. But I would say is that we never take it for granted. We look at this country, say, before we joined the EU, before all this investment started to come in. And by the way, it's our membership, the EU, that's really, really critical. Apart from our workers, for all these companies coming into Ireland, we must never take that for granted either. That's why we're in the position that we're in. And don't let the anti-European people ever say different. We've got to protect that investment. We've got to get more of it. And we've got to support Irish companies as well who are trading around the world. And I think that's really, really important. And there's some really standard examples of that. If you look at Ryanair, they're the biggest purchaser of Boeing planes outside the US. And there are other companies like that as well. And I think any small companies that are developing that have huge potential, we've Enterprise Ireland to work with them to make sure that we're developing our own indigenous industries. But we're also going to never apologise for trying to attract in more and more investment into the country, because it's absolutely essential. We saw where this country was a different place before we joined the EU, before the single market of the EU came into place. And I think that we must protect it, never take it for granted, and continue to welcome investment into the country and try our best to diversify it.
Okay, Minister, we'll leave it there. Ireland.ie/EU jobs, the website to go to for those positions in the European Union.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thomas Byrne, thanks very much for that. Minister for State Thomas Byrne with us on the line, and that is ireland.ie/EU jobs. All the information there on the jobs, the career. It's the 10th of March is the closing date for that, and so lots of opportunities to be got there, and that's the website to go to.